dragged down by one of our men in blue on a motorcycle.
Have you told the story?
I have not.
I'm telling it right now.
You never told the story until now?
This is the first time. And as he steps across the street, and, you know, and Bad Bob is hobbled by arthritis and other things, even though he's quite a young man, he moves slow. They corralled him, set him down, tried to set him down, but he couldn't move. It taken all of us to get him back up again. And he gets a ticket for jaywalking. Well, now, J-Bob, who would have just said, you know what, okay, I did. I just didn't want to walk that extra 100 yards down to the end. I mean, this is true. You know, 50 down and 50 back to get to his car, and there was no traffic on it. He says, okay, so goes online to pay the ticket. How much is that ticket there, you felon, you?
You add up the court costs. The bail amount is $190.
$190 for jaywalking, my friends. $190. Now, at the same time, people are walking down the street smoking marijuana, but that's okay because they have a recommendation. So $190 for smoke for walking across the street.
Now, if they want to keep me off the street, they did a good job.
Well, yeah, it kept me off the street too.
Would it have been okay had you
a disabled person
sticker or something?
Maybe if I had one on my back, I don't know.
You know what you should have done is you should put on sunglasses, and maybe I'm making light of this, and one of those in a cane, and just start going like that across the street. And say, when he says, you're jaywalking, you said, I am? I thought it was at the corner. Okay.
Thank you, officer.
Well, we're going to get into some really good juicy stuff this morning.
Before we do that.
Of the week. Before we do that, we're going to go into our Wells Fargo Minute. Where we do this every morning, three times a morning, 7:10, 8:10, and 9:30. But this morning, let's go. What is happening on Wall Street? Kathy Lathrop Cummings.
Good morning, Linda. Good morning, Carl. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 123 points at 13,188. The S&P 500 is down 15 at 1428. And the NASDAQ is down 43 at 3007. Active stocks today include Bank of America down 30 cents at $11.22. And General Electric down 17 cents at $20.88. Stocks of local interest, Tri-County's Bank is down 30 cents at 16.84, and North Valley Bank is down 15 cents at 13.95. Turning to the bond market, we are finding higher prices there this morning, which has brought the 30-year Treasury yield to 2.92%. In the commodity markets, crude oil is down $1.79 at $88.33. Gold is up $6.90 at $16.52.80, and silver is up 35 cents at $30.03. That's the market for now. This is Financial Advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC.
Hey, Kathy, thank you very much. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:06 in the morning. If you want to give them a call and find out what's really going on down in Wall Street, and they can tell you, give them a call, 530-243-7561. Or visit them on Park Marina Drive right here in Reading. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. You know, we've got a lot of things going on. There's been a lot of tragedy and in our nation this past 4 years, really. But the term Benghazi was never addressed completely, and in fact, there's still fallout today, where State Department seniors resigned due to Benghazi. And today we have Glenn Aubrey with us, and as soon as we come back from the break, who has written a book called The Benghazi Betrayal. And we're going to talk to the author and discuss why he wrote it and the timelines in here and why he says it was a betrayal. So we'll be right back. Carl on the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
I'm Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. If you are currently on Medicare or will turn 65, you should know that Medicare does not cover all of your medical expenses. You may have deductibles and copays, which could cost thousands of dollars. A traditional Medicare supplement insurance policy can help you cover the part that Medicare does not pay. Review your needs before you turn 65 or during open enrollment if you want to consider a traditional Medicare supplement. If you need individual health insurance, insurance or insurance for your business, call Tom Wood at the Advice Center today at 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN, or go to our website at theadvicecenter.com. For health insurance or to protect yourself against the high cost of long-term care, loss of income due to a disability, or for low-cost life insurance as competitive as any online, call 244-7526 or 244-PLAN today.
California Life Insurance License 0B85106.
You've heard me say this quite often. As dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for. There's a reason I keep telling you this. It's because it's true. Because as dealers, we do all pay the same price for these vehicles. So come to Crown Motors and you'll understand why I say the difference is what we sell them for. Come see us or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
This holiday season, you may notice a change in mom or dad. Not taking medication, not eating, the refrigerator is bare, or not paying bills. They may need a little extra help. This is Jim Robinson with Senior Helpers. We can provide experienced screen caregivers from just a few hours a week up to 24/7. Help with light housekeeping, meal preparation, transportation assistance, running errands, personal care, even Alzheimer's and dementia care. If you need some help or advice, please give me a call. Senior Helpers, care and compassion at a moment's notice.
Who can help you through the legal challenges of a divorce? Help you avoid mistakes and navigate this difficult process during an emotional time in your life.
I'm Pat Beasley. I'm committed to resolution-oriented family law. I'm here to listen and guide you successfully through the divorce process.
I'm Andreas Mitry. The law offices of Beasley and Mitry offers you the confident guidance of an experienced attorney to keep you from making mistakes. When it comes to issues like child custody, child support, visitation, and division of property, you'll have to live with the outcome for years. So make sure it's done right.
The law office of Beasley and Mitry is ready to help with competent, efficient representation. Call today for a preliminary consultation at 229-0392. That's 229-0392.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts Carl and Linda Bott.
Yeah, welcome back, Carl and Linda Bott. It is 7:15 in the morning on December the 21st, the apocalypse. I don't know if you should be playing cheerful music because, you know, who knows what's going to happen. I do know that all the hotels around those big pyramids down in Mexico are sold out.
You must live in the moment.
That's it. And speaking of living in the moment, here we go. Hey, our guest is Glenn Aubrey. And Glenn has written a book concerning the title of it is The Betrayal of Benghazi. But tell us a little bit about yourself, Glenn. How did you, one is, you know, the book is getting ready to be released, I guess.
Yes, it is, January 15th.
January 15th. How did you, tell us about you. I mean, what's your background? I mean, you've written a book about this, but what about you?
I own a management consulting firm in San Diego, and I've been an author for several years. First book was out in 2004 on leadership development and what it means for a leader to be so interested in the people that he or she leads that the leader's the one who does the sacrificing first and the demands on himself or herself first so that people can see the model to emulate. And that has led to many other things. In fact, we were on earlier this week, Harry Sedilli and I, regarding a book that we co-authored, Surviving Obama's Economy. What happened was I was on a television show, live TV in San Diego, talking about Surviving Obama's Economy. And when that show was done, the producer came up to me and he said, you know, someone is going to write a Benghazi book. We're in deep trouble right now relative to the fact that Obama is lying to us. And I said, well, yeah, I think someone is. He said, well, that needs to be you. Would you consider writing it? So I actually told him yes. And so that was about 3 or 4 weeks ago, and so the book has taken shape since then. I'll tell you the focus of it. And again, the title is The Benghazi Betrayal, Obama's Lie, excuse me, to the American people. That pretty much says it. He has lied to us. I think that when the leadership of a government lies to its citizens, those citizens must aggressively seek the truth, and they should not rest until they have found it and exposed the lies and frankly dealt lawfully with the perpetrators of the falsehood. So what we have going on now, and it's being revealed continually, Carl, every day we see on Fox News or whatever, we've got people testifying saying, you know, you people knew, and you still told us falsehood.
The latest, two things. President Obama promised transparency.
He sure did.
And if anybody, I don't even think his own side can even say this, that it's been transparent. That bills that were passed in Congress would have the people of the United States, the citizens of the United States, would have a right, you know, would be able to read that bill. They'd have 5 days before it's signed so people could take a look at it, see what's in it. But we know that's not true. We know that the Speaker of the House, Pelosi, was saying we've got to pass the bill to see what's in it. Today, it has just come out. They've done an internal review from, I think, General Accounting Offices, just hit the streets today, a scathing report on the State Department and the lack of security and the bad and errors in judgment that are just, you know, fatal for the people out there. At the same time, where's Hillary?
Well, not only where's Hillary, but we have to, I mean, who knows where she is? And who knows if what we've been told regarding the concussion and the fainting is even true? Normally, someone like that, of that stature, gets that kind of condition, they're in the hospital, and we're given reports. We have nothing. The other side of this coin, though, is we have four Americans who are dead. We think we have 20 survivors, and we don't even know where they are.
You know, that's the question. Has any of the survivors ever talked to anybody? Has anybody ever seen them on any type of news media or any interview?
Not yet, and we can't even get their names. And so what we have here is deception that appears, at least in my opinion. We have four murdered Americans, and we have deception from the highest office and the highest realm of leadership in the country that, frankly, doesn't appear to even care. They might say they care, but where are the facts, and why do we have the lies that are perpetrated over and over and over?
Okay, well, we're going to take a break on that one, and let's see if we can figure that out. Is why are the lies perpetrated? And why didn't Mitt Romney actually turn and ask the President of the United States, look, I'm going to give up my time. Tell us what happened in Benghazi. Because it was, you know, and make him explain it. Of course, nobody is holding this man to, Obama to the facts, enforcing this.
Not yet.
We'll be right back. Carl Lindebaugh, KCNR 1460.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
The British are coming! The British are coming!
That's right, and Semmel Vineyards is bringing the London cabs to the North State. Riding in a British cab is a special treat, and you don't have to go to England to do it. Just call on Semmel Vineyards at 530-474-5546 or First Class Limousine, 530-605-0137. Schedule that special trip on the town, to your favorite restaurant, or a tour of the vineyards. That's the London cabs at Semmel Vineyards at 530-474-5546 or First Class Limousine, 530-605-0137.
Hello, Americans. You know what the news is. Now you're going to know the rest of the story. This is Paul Marvey for Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. A local family needed a new heating and cooling system, but they never found anyone better than Alliance. We learned long ago that it's the people that make our systems better. Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, 221-2642, or visit us online at homecomfort.org. And that's the rest of the story. Good day.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. You know, for years, I've tried to stay in shape. Sometimes life gets busy with family, work, activities. So it takes a commitment to take time to work out. And that's a good thing. I know I personally feel so much stronger, clearer, and that I have been good to myself when I do work out. So I go to Adamson's Peak Performance, hands down the gym of choice. The staff of highly skilled trainers approach you like a family. If you suffer from chronic pain or a recent injury, the team at Adamson's will design a program to help you be your best. Go to the experts at Adamson's Peak Performance. Feel safe, informed, fulfilled. It's more than a gym. It's a family. Adamson's Peak Performance also has boot camps. In fact, I'm in one right now. My husband has noticed a difference, and so do I. Adamson's Peak Performance on Bocelli, next to the Axe.
Feel tired, run down, or in pain? You don't have to live this way. Maybe we can help. Hi, I'm Dr. Trudy Pratt. For 18 years, I've had a chiropractic and nutrition practice on Court Street in Reading. Our customized program of body work and nutrition can give you renewed energy, a stronger immune system, and a healthier outlook on life. Call us at 244-7873. It's your health. You deserve it. That number again is 244-7873.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back. KCNR 1460, Carl and Linda Bott. 7:23 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, Espresso Joe's. Great coffee, great drinks, best tobacco prices in town. Joe and Shelley have been in support of this community for well over 30 years. Veterans always get discounts at Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Currently 33 degrees in the downtown studios of KCNR. We're going to have rain, and then some more rain today. Temperatures tonight around, well, we're going to reach a high of 40, but the rain will continue. We'll have about 37 degrees tonight. It looks like our Saturday day is also filled with showers with a high of 41 and the lows of around 35. Sunday proceeding with rain. Sunday looks like we come up about 20% chance of showers lightening up, and the temperature is around 44, and the weather is always brought to you by Ensemble Vineyards.
Okay, our guest, Glenn Aubrey, who has written a book called The Betrayal, or The Benghazi Betrayal. And, you know, when you use the term betrayal, that's a pretty harsh term.
And I chose it on purpose. Try to define betrayal. In fact, Chapter 6 is entitled Betrayal and Cover-Up, Purposeful Actions of Deceit. There's two words, this whole idea of betrayal and the whole idea of purposeful. This is the definition. Let's see what your listeners and what you all think about it. Betrayal is composed of actions of a formerly trusted person who purposefully lies and tries to undermine somebody else. And betrayal is usually accompanied by treachery, premeditated, or allowed attacks upon character, place, or position of a person, and it's the ultimate violation of confidence and trust. Betrayal is not accidental. It's usually premeditated, and it possesses a destructive agenda. The whole idea of betrayal is that Obama knew something that he refused to tell us. And instead of giving us the facts as they were unfolding in real time that he knew, or his State Department knew, we were told it was a spontaneous attack. We were told that it was literally germinated by a video. And upon investigation, nobody over there even heard of a video. So when we understand what the president did and the State Department did, and we have their own admission of the fact that they lied for 2 weeks, my question is this: what kind of purpose was involved in that? If the purpose is deceit, then what is the underlying agenda? One of the things, Carl, Linda, this book does not do is draw conclusions, because the conclusions may be a long time coming. But what this book is designed to do is to allow the American people to say, what happened and why did you do this? Let the facts speak for themselves. And if we want a trusted government, we're going to have to understand that they've got to come clean with us.
You started working on this 4 months ago. Essentially.
Well, actually, no, this book a month ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
So when you're putting it out, and it's, so you'll be 3 or 4 months of, by the time it gets out.
Yeah.
Of this. But when you're, what you're doing is you're drawing off mainly, sources in open public sources.
Absolutely.
And these are your conclusions when you're saying
they are
this.
My opinions and my opinions conclusions. Absolutely.
However, and one of the questions is how can you, I mean, with only 2 months, how well researched is it? But what you're doing is pulling out things that, from Congress, testimony from people, and saying this is what has been printed. And as of today, in today, we've had this other report that's come out that says the State Department really, I mean, they really kissed the pooch on this one. Mm-hmm. Let's go to the phones. Jay. Hello, Jay.
Hi,
you're on live.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You know, I was pretty much with the definition right up to the point that you said previously trusted. Because I don't think this administration has ever earned anybody's trust. But, you know, it is what it is. What a shame is that we see so many acts of betrayal and treason, and people just get away with it, even though it's published in the press.
Jay, your point is well received. This is Glenn. The definition of betrayal was to be a global definition that we then have to discuss and define relative to current circumstances. So I agree with you. But normally a betrayal happens with someone who has been formerly trusted. But you're right. There hasn't been a whole lot of trust that anybody's exercised in this administration.
Anyway, thank you for bringing this subject up and doing it in such a cogent manner. I hope you all have a wonderful day, and be careful out there. I'm watching snowflakes coming down on my windshield.
Oh, good. Is it still snow? Where are you at?
I'm at the Robbins Station.
And it's, you're right down the street here. So it's snowing. Yeah, it's snowing everywhere around here. I don't know. They closed down 55, too. At least they had. I'm sorry, I-5 earlier. Now they're back open. Okay, Jay, hey, thanks for the... Hey, what impact does this have on your business when you have days like this?
Well, it depends. If people don't have anywhere to go, then they don't move. But if they have somewhere to go, then they can't walk or ride bikes, so they call us. So we're really busy.
There you go.
So it depends on if they have things to do or not.
Okay. All right, Jay, thanks a lot. Merry Christmas.
Right, hey, y'all have a wonderful day. Take care now.
You bet. Glenn Aubrey is our guest. So a couple of comments here in our chat room is that it's conjecture, with this. And it is conjecture, but based on this is what you believe on this when you say this.
Well, it's based on what I believe, but it's also based on documentation that comes from the Congress of the United States itself. In the book, on page, looks like 53 here, there is
I tell you what, we're going to have to break right here. So I want you to hold that. And listen, where did you get your facts when you start talking about this? We'll
again,
be right back.
Our guest is author Glenn Aubrey, and we're going to be taking your phone calls. Of course, the chat pack, your questions as well. We'll be back here. We've got Glenn holding them over for the next half hour. Stay tuned. KCNR 1460.
Fox Network stocks are sharply lower as hopes for a deal to avoid the fiscal cliff are fading. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow is down triple digits. Meanwhile, Dell shares are also under pressure after being replaced on the S&P 500. AbbVie, the drug company being spun off from Abbott Laboratories, will be taking over the PC maker's spot on the stock index. S&P says Dell doesn't represent a mega-cap marketplace since falling below $18.5 billion. And Instagram is abandoning planned changes to its user agreement. The changes would have given the photo-sharing website permission to have users' photos and advertisements without compensating them. The photo-sharing site posted in a blog that it is now reverting back to its original terms of service, but the now Facebook-owned company maintains that it will continue to experiment with different forms of advertising to make money. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
The elections are over, but are you still concerned about QE, the debt ceiling, fiscal cliff, a currency war? Experts say you should be. You can hope and wish for the best, or protect your wealth with gold and silver. History is repeating itself, but it's not too late. Call Goldworth for a decision guide free. 800-257-GOLD. 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 Visit Goldworth.com.
This is Ted Leidy, Senior Instructor with NorCal Firearms Instruction. Many of you will give and receive firearms as gifts this holiday season. No firearms gift is complete without proper safety training. NorCal Firearms Instruction offers gift certificates for concealed carry training and hunter's education at our Bastiani Arms location. Call Bastiani Arms today at 222-8222 to register for a class or purchase a gift certificate as the perfect complement to that firearms gift. I'm Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Hello, I'm Jim Robinson with Senior Helpers. If your elderly loved one needs a helping hand, Senior Helpers gives you peace of mind. We come right to your loved one so that they can live independently in their own home. They keep their dignity, their quality of life, surrounded by everything they know and love. Senior Helpers makes meals, cleans house, provides transportation assistance, even personal care. We keep them active and keep them company. We are affordable and compassionate. Find us on the web at seniorhelpers.com or call us at 223-5939.
How do your legs make you feel? Would you like to feel comfortable in your own skin again? Don't let varicose veins get in the way of your confidence. Reclaiming the spring in your step is easy with the minimally invasive treatments at MD Imaging. Experience the new non-surgical solutions performed by our board-certified vein specialists in a relaxing environment. MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies, and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations, so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialists to find out about your options. Feel comfortable and confident in your own skin again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945 for the North State's only comprehensive vein center. Request MD Imaging.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Haven Humane Society offers these holiday tips to keep your animals safe. Holly, mistletoe, and poinsettias can be toxic if eaten. Holiday lights mean more electrical cords strung around your home, so be sure they're in good condition. Make sure your tree is properly secured to prevent pets from knocking it over. And remember, tinsel, yarn, and ribbon can be detrimental to pets. For more details, call 241-1653 and listen to Pet Talk with Haven Humane on Free Fire Radio, 8 to 9 on the fourth Thursday of each month here on AM 1460 KCNR.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio. KCNR 1460, 7:35 in the morning. Apocalypse Day here. We're still here. 530-605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Those of you who are just laying in bed waiting for the apocalypse to start. No. Get up. Have a cup of coffee. Walk around. Take a look outside. See if that fireball is coming from the heavens.
Let your brain start to, you know, let the fireball begin, as you say. This portion of the show is brought to you by Crackmaster. Jeff at Crackmaster can do a guarantee that other shops don't. From small chips up to 24 inches. Go see Jeff and tell him that you heard this on Free Fire Radio. He's an honest guy. We've taken our cars, our windshields there several times. He is located at 3280 Market Street, Reading. Give him a call, 241-8373. Our guest is Glenn Aubrey, author, and you can go to BenghaziBetrayal.com. The book will be released January 15th, but we have him here first here on KCNR 1460. So we're hoping that you're going to give us a call this morning, 605-4567. Getting questions from the chat pack, like, where'd you get your facts?
On October the 2nd, a letter addressed to the Honorable Hillary Rodham Clinton, Secretary, U.S. Department of State. Dear Madam Secretary, and the letter is 3 or 4 pages long, written by Daryl Issa and Jason Chavez. And what they did was they were asking her the questions that we've all asked, and they have actually detailed dates, outlines, why those questions needed to be asked. So the purpose of the book is not to draw conclusions. Again, the purpose of the book is to present the facts as they have been revealed to us through various news media sources. In fact, all of those sources are going to be and are listed in the back of the book. Under credits. So anyone can research this, but all the way from Fox News, CNN, ABC, NBC, CBS, all the people that have participated in developing these questions and the answers to them, the truth is we're still not getting all the answers we want, and it may be a long time before we get them. But what this book does is says, here is what we know now, and do we have enough proof that, in fact, Obama's administration lied to us, and the fact of the matter is, we do. Because of what they said in the very beginning, including Susan Rice on
who, by the way, said that she did not want to be nominated for the Secretary of State. That's easy for people to say, Secretary of State. Now, did Benghazi have anything to do with this? I believe it did. It would be a huge distraction.
Yes.
And it would be a lot of questions on
right.
it. Frankly, you know what? I've been in enough combat, as have a lot of other people around
right.
here, that, you know, mistakes are made.
Sure
I mean, mistakes are made. And there's quite, you know, so, I mean, if there were mistakes made, just say it.
Just say
you know,
we
just,
made
you know
a
what,
mistake.
That's what I'm saying is that, you know, I mean, right. there, if, what he was doing there in a non-hardened facility with no security, and they've been asking for security, and they've been turned down. And then when this started over a period of hours, and people from different areas around there were asking permission to get in there. And finally, those SEALs that went in, and they were former SEALs, they were all contractors at that point, that went in and joined into the fight. They were not government employees. And in fact, they've been held back for a while, too, before they went in there. The other question is there was a Navy captain relieved of his command at sea at this same time. And why did he get relieved?
And those are the continuing questions.
And then there was a general in Africa who was relieved. And people said, well, we didn't know what was going on. Well, that's patently untrue because...
Yes, it is untrue.
excuse me, because there were 7 or 8 major headquarters listening to this thing go down. And they're saying we didn't want to put, I think Panetta said, we didn't want to put people in a place we didn't know what was going on. You know, that, of course, is hockey puck, too. Because that's what we do in the military. You put people in, they may not know exactly, so you bring in enough firepower. We could have had planes launched in over that area, circling that to chase people away. We could have had forces there in the space of 2 hours. So, guest, I know that's true. You know, I'm not, you know, I have not read all the sources here, and I have perused just a little bit of this, of the book here. But I do know is that we could have had people there. If they just were organized. And there's, you know, my final say on this is, yeah. if you made a mistake, you made a mistake. Unfortunately, people die in these types of errors. But we can move on from that. It's telling us that, oh, no, we didn't do anything wrong, and there was no errors. And if anybody that says anything about it, you are degrading the lives of those people that died. Anyway.
Question for you, Carl, if you don't mind. You're a former military guy, and I thank you for your service. What did it make you feel like when you realized what you have just said? I mean, in your depth of your being as a military man, and I've not served in the military, but I have great respect for the military. What did it cause you internally? Do you mind if I ask that?
Well, you know, when you see people that could be helped.
That's it.
And they're not because of bureaucracy. And this is what kind of pretty much is what I believe it is bureaucracy. And then I think back in Afghanistan where we had people call for fire. Or call for gunships, and they wouldn't let them do it. And we had people killed. And then they did an investigation, and they relieved everybody in that chain of command. And so here I'm looking at it as a bureaucratic mistake, a total bureaucratic mistake that nobody wanted to say, oh, let's get some troops in there, let's do this. You know, they looked at it wrong. You had underlings at places that had no concept of what to do. Making decisions somewhere along the line there. And it didn't get pushed up fast enough. But even then, you would say if that was true over 3, 4, 5 hours, but this has gone on, this thing went on for several hours.
Right,
so there's
hours.
Somebody in that chain of command, and I see people resigning all over this, you know, senior State Department people, so maybe those are the ones that should have done something.
Maybe. And that would be interesting to find out.
But don't tell me that the president didn't know about this.
He did know about it. And the other piece of this, the second debate, when Romney, in many opinions, should have pressed this issue to the full, the role of CNN's Candy Crowley was an amazing role when she took Obama's comment at the Rose Garden, which, by the way, is fully detailed in the book, that whole Rose Garden comment that Obama and Hillary were out there. when Candy Crowley took that as a blanket statement that somehow by reference it was Obama saying that it was a terrorist act is not true. Obama himself said, Mr. Romney, read the transcript. I wish we had, and I think you were right, Carl, it would have been very good for Mitt Romney at that point to say, you know what, I'm going to release my time And I want you to tell us exactly what you knew, when you knew it, and what this entire thing was all about.
That's all he had to do.
That's all he had to do. And the fact that he didn't do it, I think America just, the people that were supporting him said, why? Why didn't he do it?
Well, you know, and again, I go back into, well, I've got to take a break now. But we go back into people in positions that don't know how to make the decisions, or they pay it forward to somebody else that wasn't there. You know, the president, as they said, was getting ready to get on a plane to go to
Las Vegas. Yes.
He didn't stop doing that, and his ambassador was being drugged through the streets. We'll take a break right now. Carl Linda Bott, KCNR 1460, our guest, Glenn Aubrey. He's written a book called The Benghazi Betrayal, and we'll be right back.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we sell emergency food pails, MREs, freeze-dried foods, heirloom vegetable seed packs, and of course, gold and silver coins and bullion, so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. But just as important as what we sell is what we buy. The Patriot is one of the largest buyers of what is called junk silver. These are dimes, quarters, and 50-cent pieces that were minted in 1964 and prior years. In most cases, those dealers who come in and out of town pay half of what we pay, and we never pay less than spot for your .999 gold and silver coins and bullion. So if you are in need of a little cash this holiday season, come to the Patriot and let us give you our best quote. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing, quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located at the Safeway Marketplace on East Avenue. In Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Market Center. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza right next to the Safeway. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
I'm Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. If you are currently on Medicare or will turn 65, you should know that Medicare does not cover all of your medical expenses. You may have deductibles and copays, which could cost thousands of dollars. A traditional Medicare supplement insurance policy can help you cover the part that Medicare does not pay. Review your needs before you turn 65 or during open enrollment if you want to consider a traditional Medicare supplement. If you need individual health insurance or insurance for your business, call Tom Wood at the Advice Center today at 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN, or go to our website at theadvicecenter.com. For health insurance or to protect yourself against the high cost of long-term care, loss of income due to a disability, or for low-cost life insurance as competitive as any online, call 244-7526 or 244-PLAN today.
California Life Insurance License 0B85106.
Hi, this is Sharon, owner of Home Helpers, here to wish you a safe and happy holiday season. While spending time with family this joyous time of year, keep in mind some simple signs that mom and dad may be needing some more help at home. Many families notice changes in their loved ones while seeing them over the holidays. Is the mail stacking up? Have you seen past due notices? Have mom or dad forgotten to turn off appliances or failed to lock the doors at night? Check the refrigerator for food freshness and expiration dates. And check medications. Are they being refilled timely and taken properly? For more tips and information on how you can help, visit ReadingHomeHelpers.com or call me, Sharon, for an in-home assessment and learn more about Home Helpers and our many home care services. Call Home Helpers at 226-8350 or visit us online at ReadingHomeHelpers.com. This holiday season, give your loved one the gift of safely remaining at home. Happy holidays from Home Helpers.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, Carl Lindebaugh. You know, ordinarily we wouldn't do this because we don't like to break in on this, but we have Lieutenant Dan from the Salvation Army on. Good morning, Lieutenant Dan.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
You know, I asked you to call today because something really cool happened yesterday that you were talking about.
Absolutely.
Tell our listeners that, you know, what happened, if you don't mind.
You know, the Salvation Army, we get the privilege of taking the donors in the community, funneling their funds through us to help people in need. And we see these people in need every day. But specifically in this Christmas season, we're helping about 425 families with a Christmas meal and about 2,200 children with toys. And we were short on turkeys this year. And just the other day, you walked in with a great donation that just put us right on edge to finish out and get every family a nice turkey dinner.
Well, you know what, Lieutenant Dan, the reason I wanted you to call was one to say is that our, you know, the people came through, but one of the reasons is the gentleman who made that donation is here, and I'm not going to embarrass him, but he's sitting in the studio, but it was his donation to help make sure that you made that, that everybody got a turkey dinner.
We know, we thank you so much, and more than we thank you, I know that every family gives thanks, because it's going to be an amazing thing that they can sit down and have a family meal that they wouldn't have otherwise had. So thank you so much, and on behalf of the people who received those turkeys, thank you again.
Well, you know, I tell you, Lieutenant Dan, sure like to put you out of business next year so everybody can have their own turkey themselves.
I hear you. I'm with you. All okay. Right? Thank you so much.
Thank you for everything you do and the Salvation Army. Thank you. Okay.
Our pleasure.
All right. Ben, I'm sorry, but
no,
I wanted
fine.
To because
that's very special.
One of our friends was one of the ones that was so generous. They're sitting in our studio today, and that did this. We talk about
beautiful example of paying it forward.
Yeah, and you know, from somebody that cares about this community, Glenn. The deaths of the four were not easy.
No, they weren't.
And the you know, and the fact is you know, when they died, it was, you know, a lot of people think at that point there was no reason for that to have happened, but it did.
I decided in chapter 7 to talk about that, and I respect the memories of these men and their families. Let me just read a couple paragraphs. None of us have experienced death. People who know about smoke inhalation will tell you that death from this cause is a cruel denial of breath needed to sustain life. And not being able to breathe is scary enough, being trapped within a burning enclave inhaling poisonous fumes even worse. And according to the accounts we have, smoke inhalation was the cause of death of Ambassador Chris Stevens. So here's how it affects and then kills a living human being. As is well known, the body needs air to survive, the cleaner the better, and smoke from a fire is usually a combination of heated gases and particles that rob that environment of the oxygen because the fire consumes it. So what happens is that the lungs and the body are starved of the oxygen they require, and the common term for this is asphyxiation. And most people know, remember, you know, their biology classes, when the cells of the body are deprived of the oxygen they need, the cells begin to die. Imagine what Chris Stevens went through. By himself, with no one to help him. As smoke surrounded him and his life-giving oxygen was consumed, even though Sean Smith tried to assist, Ambassador Stevens must have known that he only had polluted and killing air to inhale as he dropped to the ground and tried to find a way out. Initial reports said that he was found alive, barely breathing, and that may be one of the photographs that we have, and that Libyans took him to a hospital where efforts to resuscitate him failed. Some reports countermanded that account and said that the ambassador's body was desecrated, but these reports have been denied. The death from asphyxiation, when it occurred, must have been awful. Perhaps there is no good way to die. Most of the readers of this book have seen others expire, have known of relatives and friends who have experienced death, and it remains a mystery of sorts to everyone still alive what experiencing death will eventually be. But when you consider what happened in Benghazi, there is not a shadow of doubt that Chris Stevens' death was horrid and very likely uncalled for, and most revealing, it probably could have been prevented.
We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Vaught, KCNR 1460.
When I think holiday season, I think big. Big gatherings, big gifts, and big decorations. Wouldn't it be nice, though, if this season big meant win big? At North Valley Bank, it can. Beginning November 19th, each time you use your North Valley Bank debit card for purchases, you're automatically entered into a drawing to win great prizes. On December 4th, five winners will receive $100 cash. On December 18th, five more will get $250 cash. And on January 15th, five lucky winners will receive a 37-inch LCD HD TV. The more you use your card, the more chances you have to win. Don't already have a North Valley Bank debit card? No problem. It's easy to order. Just stop in or call any branch location. Start shopping and you might win big this holiday season with North Valley Bank. Member FDIC. No purchase or account required. See official contest rules on our website for more details. Campaign ends January 14th, 2013.
You've heard me say this quite often. As dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for. There's a reason I keep telling you this. It's because it's true. Because as dealers, we do all pay the same price for these vehicles. So come to Crown Motors and you'll understand why I say the difference is what we sell them for. Come see us or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Hello, I'm Jim Robinson with Senior Helpers. If your elderly loved one needs a helping hand, Senior Helpers gives you peace of mind. We come right to your loved one so that they can live independently in their own home. They keep their dignity, their quality of life surrounded by everything they know and love. Senior Helpers makes meals, cleans house, provides transportation assistance, even personal care. We keep them active and keep them company. We are affordable and compassionate. Find us on the web at seniorhelpers.com or call us at 223-5939.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we sell emergency food pails, MREs, freeze-dried foods, heirloom vegetable seed packs, and of course, gold and silver coins and bullion, so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. But just as important as what we sell is what we buy. The Patriot is one of the largest buyers of what is called junk silver. These are dimes, quarters, and 50-cent pieces that were minted in 1964 and prior years. In most cases, those dealers who come in and out of town pay half of what we pay. And we never pay less than spot for your .999 gold and silver coins and bullion. So if you are in need of a little cash this holiday season, come to the Patriot and let us give you our best quote. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing, quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located at the Safeway Marketplace on East Avenue. In Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Market Center. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza right next to the Safeway. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Crown Motors. Stop by and visit the crew today, Crown Motors, at your local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Nissan, Lincoln and Ram dealership serving Reading and the surrounding areas. Crown Motors Reading carries a selection of used cars, trucks, and SUVs to fit every need. Go by there or on Cypress Avenue or give them a call at 223-2177. And it is currently 33 degrees in the downtown studios of KCNR. It looks like we're going to have temperatures today reaching around 40 degrees. And the weather is always brought to you by Ensemble Vineyards.
Our guest, Glenn Aubrey, who has written a book called The Benghazi Betrayal. We've talked about what's in the book. We've talked about your sources there. What's the end result? You've got one chapter in here that says, you know, what we should expect or what we should do.
I think there's two things. And the chapter is you're referring to is Chapter 8, What Should the Response of the American People Be? It is obvious that Benghazi is a history lesson now. It's over. And yet the results are not over. And the lies and the perpetrations of prevarication that happened in the wake of Benghazi are not over. They still continue, and we're going to find out. I think there are two responses. The first one is that the truth must be discovered and told to the American people. We need to understand the truth, because if we can trust our leadership at all, we need to trust them when the chips are down and when four brave Americans in the service of their country die. I think the second response is to find out and hold responsible the people who caused the actions that eventually led to the killing, and I believe the murder of four Americans. I'd love to know who told Susan Rice what to say in five shows repeatedly on that Sunday after 9/11. I'd love to know where those directives came from. I'd love to know what Hillary Clinton's response is. We look forward to her answering questions under oath. We look forward to that. Why? Because they work for us. The administration, we don't work for them. They work for us, as Clint Eastwood dramatically said at the Republican convention. They owe us the explanations of what happened. It's bad enough that it happened. It's even worse that four Americans died, and we still don't know why Obama lied about it.
If for guest 20 here, is the fact is if the... You may not agree with what's being written, Mr. Aubrey's written, or in his facts that he has taken from the open press. But there is one thing that hasn't happened: is a why does it take going to through a congressional investigation just to find out what happened? You know, I believe that if people came up and stood up and said, you know what, we made a huge mistake here that we're fixing. The one thing Obama said, you know, when he said, "Hey, we're going to make sure this doesn't happen again," I don't know if that happened, you know, because politicians have a tendency to tell you what you want to hear. And so Benghazi, frankly, unless there is something really huge happens out of this, is gone. But what we are owed as the American people is the truth. And, you know, for them to say, this is what happened, and this is how we're going to fix that to make sure it doesn't happen again. We're not going to let our ambassador travel in countries like this without security. We're not going to let them just drive around and go into houses where they can be attacked at night. We're going to actually pay attention to what's going on in this country, because Stevens did ask for help. And, you know, and the fact is that some people didn't want, you know, for whatever reason, didn't respond to this.
We're a nation of justice, or we're supposed to be. And I'm convinced, actually unalterably, that there is no excuse that exists for not holding to account the people responsible for these deaths, not to mention the destruction of our consulate and the harm inflicted on the people that are still alive, and we still don't even know who they are. If we're a nation of laws and we're a nation of justice, then we have to abide by the fact that we are and do the right thing.
The website is BenghaziBetrayal.com. The book will be released on January 15th. The book is The Benghazi Betrayal, Obama's Lie to the American People, authored by Glenn Aubrey. We appreciate you coming on today.
My honor. Thank you.
Wednesday, we had another a book. I mean, you're just prolific right now with your writings, aren't you, Glenn?
Well, there was kind of. Harry Stadilli was coming through here. Who is in the
Harry.
In our studio today too, is surviving in the Obama
economy. That was
economy,
a great interview,
which I thought was the things you can learn with that one are just for any economy, but it's how to survive and go forward. And this one, it gives people food for thought.
It sure does.
And again, facts gleaned from
open news sources,
mm-hmm. Interviews and such. So. Anyway, okay, now when we come back after our break, we're going to be, we've got Ron Lim here, is going to be here, and he is always great interview. And we're going
Lim's
to talk
pharmacy,
to
I mean, it should pharmacy. Be interesting to see how Obamacare is changing the whole drug manufacturing.
Yeah, we want to talk about that. And how do you save money? Last time he came in here and he told me things that I went, really?
And maybe he'll sing
really?
A little for us.
Yeah. And then he's also the champion karaoke singer in the state. Anyway, Glenn Aubrey, thank you so much for coming by. And
my
with
pleasure.
Your book, you know what? You know, you may not agree with them, you know, people, but you need it. You know, you need to have things expanded out there a little bit so you can talk about it, so you can look at it. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. We're going to be right back after these messages.
You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding. We'll be right back.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. They fell silent, shedding more tears in Connecticut. A week after the elementary school massacre, Fox News Radio's Courtney Keeley's live in Newtown.
A moment of silence observed by many across the nation, including the president. And then houses of worship ringing their bells. The bells in Newtown at the Episcopal Church here, ringing in memory of the people, including 20 children killed last Friday at Sandy Hook Elementary School. Meanwhile, more funerals and memorial services for the victims. The mood here made even more somber by the continuing falling rain. Dave.
Courtney on Capitol Hill.
We've got differences.
House Speaker Boehner at odds with some Republicans amid the stalled fiscal cliff talks with Democrats. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson live in Washington.
Following last night's vote on a bill that did not happen.
Are you giving up on your conference? Are you quitting?
Absolutely not.
Speaker Boehner says he stopped the vote on the bill to freeze tax rates for those earning less than $1 million because there was a perception among his colleagues it would constitute a tax hike.
Now, I disagree with that. Characterization of the bill, but that impression was out there.
The House is in recess until 2 days after Christmas, but Boehner says he's ready to call lawmakers back anytime if needed, Dave.
Rich, all the uncertainty as Wall Street's selling off, the Dow's down 130 points. President Obama's decided who he wants to replace Hillary Clinton. Fox News Radio's Mike Mackowitz live at the White House.
And Fox News has learned that President Obama will announce today Massachusetts Senator John Kerry is his pick as the next Secretary of State. Kerry and the President currently both at a memorial service for the late Senator Daniel Inouye. Kerry had long been talked about for this position, and it's known that he's keenly interested. The decision of U.N. Ambassador Susan Rice not to seek the spot may Kerry the clear frontrunner. Dave?
Mike John Hammer will be set free from a Mexican jail where the American Marine veteran has been for months, arrested for bringing in an antique rifle U.S. Border Patrol guards told him was fine to cross with. Hammer was threatened by drug gangs, even chained to his bed. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
If you needed a brain transplant, would you go to the second best brain surgeon? No, you'd go with number one. Well, it's exactly the same with Printer Ink. Yeah, sort of. See, Staples is the number one ink retailer in America. And right now, get a $15 iTunes gift card instantly when you spend $75 or more on ink at Staples. It's a no-brainer. Staples. That was easy.
In-store only. Ends 12/24/12. Gift cards not returnable. Returned ink refund amount reduced by gift card value. Excludes Epson inks. Subject to availability while supplies last. No rain checks. Limit to Apple not participating in or sponsoring promotion.
At Sam's Club, get more cheer for your holidays, all for less than you thought possible. Find the gifts on everyone's list, from brands like Samsung, Eddie Bauer, and Keurig, and serve up the finest flavors of the season with Sam's Club gourmet appetizers, premium meats, and Cheesecake Factory desserts, all at exceptional values. Not a member yet? Join Sam's Club and get more cheer for less. Life is better when you're in the club. Sam's Club. Join and save. See club for details.
The NRA is about to speak out, the gun rights group's first in-depth public response since the Connecticut massacre.
In the weeks since the rampage, lawmakers here have vowed to push new gun laws next year. In a brief statement announcing the news conference, the NRA says its 4 million members are mothers and fathers devastated by what happened in Newtown, Connecticut, pledging to make contributions to make sure an incident like Sandy Hook never happens again. The group has long opposed firearm restrictions like a renewed assault weapons ban. In Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News Radio.
Now, before the NRA speaks out, President Obama kept up his push for new gun and safety laws.
Because if there's even one thing we can do as a country to protect our children, we have a responsibility to try.
Now, the guns keep firing in Syria. And there's more fear about missiles as that civil war rages on.
NATO Secretary General Anders Fogh Rasmussen calling the launches the acts of a desperate regime approaching collapse. NATO surveillance has shown a fresh wave of short-range missiles being launched in Syria Thursday, around a week after the alliance first detected they were being used. The Syrian government denies those claims. It's being seen as an escalation in Syria's civil war, which began in spring 2011. World leaders are concerned Syria could soon step up again to using medium range missiles capable of carrying chemical weapons. In London, Simon Owen, Fox News Radio.
Across the Midwest, there's a lot of snow to shovel, more than a foot in parts of Wisconsin and Michigan and Iowa. That nasty storm left at least 8 people dead as driving was dangerous, and it also canceled more than 1,000 flights, and that's made it a real headache for people trying to get home for Christmas.
It is really frustrating.
There's nothing you can do about it, so, you know, go with the flow.
I've already been awake for over 24 hours, so I'm really tired.
Though there were just a few flights canceled today in Chicago. I'm Dave Anthony. Fox News Radio.
Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to our second hour of Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Carl and Linda Bott, 8:05 in the morning. It is
cold.
And the apocalypse. How come we didn't have the apocalypse music there, you felon? This is Felon Bob now, because he was arrested the other day for jaywalking. Okay, no, maybe he wasn't. Oh. You know what? Don't let the truth get in the way of a good story, Bob.
I didn't see him in mugshots.
You know what? Yeah. Well, you know what? Just wait. There, he's got a whole page to himself. They go, you know, jaywalking, you criminal, you're just. I'm glad he caught you instead of going out there and patrolling the in those parking lots where people get their cars broken into. I am glad he caught you.
I know, he turned my life around.
He did. You know, it's lucky we caught you early. You know, who knows? You could have. You know what? The next thing would have happened is he might have littered. Okay. All right. Now, do your job and call Wells Fargo.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Where's Wells Fargo now?
It's Friday. Okay, this must be Adam from Speak Performance in Amy. We're back today. It's 530-605-4567, and we're a little frivolous this morning, I have to admit. KCNR1460.com, we are streaming and saying hello to all of our chat pack and all. We're going to, you know, today we're, it was the apocalypse day. And
we're still here.
And Ron insisted on being on here today for that. Because he said, you know what, if it is really the apocalypse, I can say goodbye to a lot of people.
Yes,
and
I want
if
to be
it's
right
not,
here.
I'll just be here to say hello.
Absolutely.
Okay. We're also going to do, let's see what we've got here. Let's start off with our weather. And our weather today is going to be, right now, it's currently 33 degrees. It's snowing outside. It says that it's supposed to be raining, a high near 40, light and variable winds. And chance of precipitation, of course, is 100%. And since it's snowing outside, I would say that. It was snowing when I got up, and it was snowing when I drove in this morning very early. And we may get a quarter or to a half an inch of either rain or snow. I know that they closed down the I-5 yesterday. That if you're going to go north, you better have chains. I'm already telling people that. And if you're going to get off the main highway there, you better have chains. And, four-wheel will probably help, too. Mm. Tonight, rain, low around 37, southeast winds. Again, 100% chance of precipitation. And they could go up to 1 inch by tonight. So you've got a half inch during the day, another. So we're talking close to 2 inches of rain or snow, depending on the weather.
Good thing I've got.
All right, now we're going to go to our let's go to our Wells Fargo advisor, Kathy Lathrop Cummings. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is negative 144 points at 13,167. The S&P 500 is negative 16 at 1427, and the NASDAQ is negative 38 at 3012. Active stocks today include Bank of America down 24 cents at $11.28 and General Electric down 20 cents at $20.85. Stocks of local interest, Bank of Commerce is up 2 cents at $4.63 and Exo Group is down 4 cents at $9 even. Turning to the bond market, we have higher prices there today, which has lowered the 10-year Treasury yield to 1.75%. In the commodity markets, crude oil is down $1.53 at $88.60. Gold is up $11.70 at $16.5760, and silver is up 56 cents at $30.24. That's the market for now. This is financial advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC.
Hey, Kathy, thank you very much. We have the Wells Fargo Advisors on for our Market Minute Monday through Friday, 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05 right here on KCNR. Give them a call at 530-243-7561 or visit them at Park Marina Drive and get that great advice. Okay, now, Amy, Adamson's Peak Performance, what's our health tip for the week?
Hey, holiday eating guide. Ready for this? I want you guys to cut some calories and a little bit of fat without feeling deprived this holiday season. So, hey, when it comes to the cocktails, guys, instead of the traditional mixers and juices loaded with sugary calories, how about doing alcohol mixed with flavor-infused water? You could save up to about 50 to 100 calories per drink. All right, appetizers. Instead of all the cream cheese-filled wraps and the mini meatballs, go for more raw vegetables, hummus, and nuts. You could save yourself about 300 calories there.
We didn't hear you said flavor-infused what?
Oh, flavor-infused sparkling water.
Oh, okay, got it. All right.
Yeah, yeah. And then the appetizers, instead of all the cream-filled cheesy things, try to go more raw vegetables and nuts. And then for the main meal, instead of loading up on a lot of the high-fat sides, like the potato salads, and instead of getting a lot of seconds, make sure you reserve about a quarter or a third of your plate for sampling. So instead of like a huge scoop of potato salad, maybe you take like a small tablespoon so you can taste it. So you can still have some of those things, but don't load your plate up with it. You could end up saving like, 500 calories around just by not taking all those high-calorie sides.
Okay.
And then finally, with the dessert, instead of having a piece of pie and a piece of and this cookie and a couple pieces of fudge, instead of having a piece of everything, do a couple samples of each thing. So maybe you cut the pieces into small little sample sizes. Remember, when it comes to dessert, the first three bites are the most powerful. After that, it tends to diminish.
Well, you know what? This is I'm trying a new way. You know, at Christmas when we have parties and all this, we have all the food out on the table and
yeah.
all the desserts. This is what I do: is I just go around from dish to dish and pick it up, and I lick one or two of them, and then I put them back down. You know, you can't even tell they've been touched, but I get the flavor of everything. You know, sometimes I hold the fudge in my mouth for a couple of seconds, and I put it back on the plate.
He's the buffet nightmare.
That's right.
I remember that last time I went to one of you guys' parties.
Don't pick up the wet fudge. That's my only secret.
It was really shiny.
Yeah, well, you know what? It was pretty good, too, wasn't it?
It was absolutely
awesome. Andy, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas,
thank you
Amy.
Always so much.
Thank you, guys.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we've got a very special guest. You know his name. And also, wow, winter storm warning. Can you feel it? We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
Tough times don't have to mean bad times for those who choose to meet the challenges of today's business climate. Every Friday morning on KCNR 1460, we salute the spirit of innovation, discuss new ways of thinking, and celebrate success on Shasta Startup. Join us from 9 to 10 a.m. this Friday to hear how local established businesses, entrepreneurs, and community leaders are stepping up to get the job done. Brought to you by S.J. Denham Motors Chrysler Jeep.
Listen to Shasta Startup Friday mornings 9 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
This is Ed K. Blue at KCNR 1460 AM, inviting you to listen to our show, Bold Truth with Ed K. Blue and Wampus, on Fridays from 10 to 11 AM, where we explore and expose what is and what isn't the bold truth.
Please join us on our quest for the truth. It will change the way you think and what you believe.
The Bold Truth, Fridays on KCNR, brought to you by California RV and Trailer and Stroop's Chainsaw.
You've heard me say this quite often. As dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for. There's a reason I keep telling you this. It's because it's true. Because as dealers, we do all pay the same price for these vehicles. So come to Crown Motors and you'll understand why I say the difference is what we sell them for. Come see us or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
This holiday season, you may notice a change in mom or dad. Not taking medication, not eating, the refrigerator is bare, or not paying bills. They may need a little extra help. This is Jim Robinson with Senior Helpers. We can provide experienced screen caregivers from just a few hours a week up to 24/7. Help with light housekeeping, meal preparation, transportation assistance, running errands, personal care, even Alzheimer's and dementia care. If you need some help or advice, please give me a call. Senior Helpers, care and compassion at a moment's notice.
Things have really changed in America since I was a kid. I remember my grandmother, in conversation with friends, referring to my father as my son, the business owner. Her other lady friends referred to their sons as my son, the doctor, and my son, the dentist. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Parents were proud of their adult children's accomplishments. Professionals were held in high esteem. But business owners were held in the highest esteem because they were job creators. Americans were encouraged to become successful, and they had a can-do spirit. A great business leader like Henry Ford and inventors like the Wright brothers were national heroes. The thought in America was, if they can do it, so can I. And millions became successful. Now our leaders endorse just the opposite, that you can't make it without Washington's help. What in the world has happened? Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Hell, there we go, finally. The end of the world. I want you to play that every break.
But you can hear our voices, and it's snowing outside.
So it's got to be good. So, you know, when it's snow up near, it's kind of hard to see that fireball coming. But, hey, this portion, you know what? While it's really cold out there, it's 33 degrees. Who should you be thinking about? Alliance Heating and Air. That's right. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. They're going to come to your house, and they will keep you warm. They're going to keep you just the right temperature. Not too warm, not too cold. Just the right temperature. Give them a call at 530-221-2642. Go to their website, homecomfort.org. You want great service. You want quality. Alliance Heating and Air.
Speaking weather, we do have a winter storm warning. Periods of heavy snow in the mountains of interior Northern California later today throughout the weekend. A series of Pacific storms will track across Northern California through the week, bringing periods of moderate to heavy snow in the mountains and gusty winds. Snow levels will be low as 500 feet in Shasta County this morning, but expected to rise above 1,000 feet in the afternoon. Snow levels will continue to gradually rise out of the foothills to 4,500 feet by Saturday, with little change into Sunday. This winter storm effect is until 1 p.m. today. The weather, National Weather Service in Sacramento has issued this winter storm warning, which is in effect, of course. We are expecting up to 3 inches of snow, an accumulation of snow. And again, the snow levels will initially be around 500 feet, but expected to rise above 1,000 feet this afternoon.
Okay. Well, you know what? I'm looking at our emergency weather thing here.
Broadcast.
Required. Okay. Nothing. So it looks like everything, I think, is okay. Nothing too bad. Hey, our guest.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You have been here several times. We have you on. Just we're having a good time. If the end of the world, we love.
Well, this is where I wanted to be.
Yes.
This is where I wanted to be.
You know what? In fact,
Ron
I said, what day do you want to be on, Ron? You said the end of the world day.
Yeah,
hey,
exactly.
Come on down. You two can sing.
If we were here.
We knew we were going to be here.
What's your Christmas song of choice?
My Christmas song of choice?
If you have to do karaoke, boom, you got 1 minute. Boom, thank.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer.
You know, my favorite.
Did you do that?
My favorite one is my girlfriend's clothes fall off when she drinks tequila.
Oh! Is that a Christmas song? I like it.
It could be. There's gifts. Unwrapping.
They should have one that's like eggnog. You know, one of those eggnog. The eggnog that you buy that's got all the stuff in it. You don't know it. And you drink it quickly and it tastes like sugar. And all of a sudden, you know, you're...
It's got the booze in already?
Okay. Yeah, that makes you kind of, you know... Hey, Ron Lim again from Lim's Pharmacy. Thank you for all that you do for our community. Thank you for all that you do for our community.
That's right.
You're welcome.
Right now,
seriously.
I know you've got a big box of toys for tots down there that you all work at.
They just picked them up yesterday.
Great. That's super.
Hundreds of toys and games and.
You know, I had somebody else call me and say, "Hey, we've got this thing chalked, but we don't know who's
we don't know
who's supposed to pick it up." So I gave him some names.
It was advertised.
Chalked full. It's just chalked. Chalked food. We're going to have to take a break. When we come back, let's get serious. Love to hear about what's happening in the pharmacy business.
With Obamacare,
we really want to get a visual of your store and what happens daily with people coming in, kind of like the temperature of, you know, who your customers are, what they expect, how things have changed, how you look into 2013, what you see the change, what's happening for you as a business owner with pharmaceuticals in 2013. A lot of people wonder about that. We don't really get a chance to talk to a pharmacist about this.
And if our new listeners, which we have all the time, is who is Ron Lim? And the fact is that you had the first adult novelty store here.
My dad did.
Back in the 30s. And you know, just your story, we'll do a quick synopsis of your story of your family, which is, by the way, outstanding. Your dad's a World War II hero and the whole thing. We want to talk a little bit so people get to know you.
Sure. Novelty store.
I said adult novelty store.
Yeah, it's a novelty store. I can remember as a kid, I'll have to tell you that story. I'll probably tell it to you off the air. Okay, we're going to take a break. KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Sharon, owner of Home Helpers, here to wish you a safe and happy holiday season. While spending time with family this joyous time of year, keep in mind some simple signs that mom and dad may be needing some more help at home. Many families notice changes in their loved ones while seeing them over the holidays. Is the mail stacking up? Have you seen past due notices? Have mom or dad forgotten to turn off appliances or failed to lock the doors at night? Check the refrigerator for food freshness and expiration dates. And check medications. Are they being refilled timely and taken properly? For more tips and information on how you can help, visit readinghomehelpers.com or call me, Sharon, for an in-home assessment and learn more about Home Helpers and our many home care services. Call Home Helpers at 226-8350 or visit us online at readinghomehelpers.com. This holiday season, give your loved one the gift of safely remaining at home. Happy holidays from Home Helpers.
You've heard me say this quite often. As dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for. There's a reason I keep telling you this. It's because it's true. Because as dealers, we do all pay the same price for these vehicles. So come to Crown Motors, and you'll understand why I say the difference is what we sell them for. Come see us or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
I'm Tom Wood, Certified Financial Planner with the Advice Center. If you are currently on Medicare or will turn 65, you should know that Medicare does not cover all of your medical expenses. You may have deductibles and copays, which could cost thousands of dollars. A traditional Medicare supplement insurance policy can help you cover the part that Medicare does not pay. Review your needs before you turn 65 or during open enrollment if you want to consider a traditional Medicare supplement. If you need individual health insurance or insurance for your business, call Tom Wood at the Advice Center today at 244-7526. That's 244-PLAN, or go to our website at theadvicecenter.com. For health insurance or to protect yourself against the high cost of long-term care, loss of income due to a disability, or for low-cost life insurance as competitive as any online, call 244-7526 or 244-PLAN today.
California Life Insurance License 0B85106.
Our KCNR lineup is changing. The Roger Hedgecock Show is now heard weekday evenings 7 to 10 on KCNR. Roger holds their feet to the fire, and we've got him here at KCNR 1460. And Saturdays from 5 to 7 p.m., listen to Professor Hugh Hewitt, lawyer, law professor, and broadcast journalist, the most influential conservative you've never heard of. Roger Hedgecock and Hugh Hewitt join the on-air family here at KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Grandma got run over.
There we go.
Reindeer.
This is our guest favorite Christmas song. He likes this thing. Garland about Ron Alum is here. Hey, why Shasta Gas Propane? Senior discounts and veterans discounts. How about that? How about 4,000 happy customers? How about a price that is very competitive? Locally owned, family operated. All employees are safety trained. They're there to serve. Shasta Gas Propane, give them a call at 530-365-3793. 530-365-3793. Shasta Gas Propane. Okay, for those, we'd like to go through a quick synopsis of the Lim family history.
Speaking of senior discounts, I just got my Medicare card yesterday.
Oh, okay, so y'all then can do, oh, your Medicare card.
What's that mean for
that
you?
Means he can
that
use
means
it.
I'm 65.
Means he's 65. Oh.
A couple weeks.
Unbelievable. Wow. You're ageless.
Thank you. It's long hair.
The Lim family?
Yes.
He came here in about 1930.
Well, the restaurant.
The restaurant.
Opened up.
Opened in
1933.
Wow.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And then your father, was your father
right
here then? Okay. Now, tell us about your family. And how, I mean, this is a great story. So,
well, my dad was here as a young boy, raised in Red Bluff. Moved up here and started working. Well, he actually opened a little novelty store. They called them novelty stores back in those days.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, that would be the first, like, adult bookstore.
Supply and demand.
Supply and demand, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, adult novelties.
Yeah, and then he...
Not like you see today.
Right.
No.
Then he branched out into the restaurant business.
Uh-huh.
And then...
still serving.
He's still serving. That's right. 79 years now.
Yeah.
Wow. Going on 80.
Fabulous.
Going
wow
on 80
years. 80
years
almost.
Mm-hmm. 80 years and still going. My three sisters run it. And four of us are the owners.
Are you guys tight?
Yeah, I'm sort of...
I get this, that you you are the prankster of the family, and you guys have a good time.
Yeah, I'm the prankster.
Yeah,
I'm the black sheep.
The your father married your mother through an arranged marriage.
Yes, $25 matchmaker.
Oh wow!
She was in China, so yeah, he went back there, got married. He was only there for a short time, He had to come back, couldn't bring her, so she was there for 10 years before he could bring her over after he served in the war, and then he brought her over. Meantime, she had my oldest sister, who was 10 years old when she came over with my mom, and then my other two sisters and myself were all born here, but 9 months after she got here, I was
born. You were born.
Yeah.
Now, the thing is that when your father was married through an arranged marriage,
mm-hmm.
and then he came back, the war started. And your dad, right. your dad fought in a war, the hero, Purple Heart, and all this, and served his country, and then finally got the rest of the family over,
yes.
and so you've been here ever since.
Yeah, I was born. Well, three of us were born right here in Reading,
and so they were in the restaurant business, and you decided to go into the pharmacy.
My dad told me I should not do the restaurant. No.
And so, how did you? I mean, there's several career paths. To have chosen, and why pharmaceuticals?
To this day, I don't know.
Okay. Just, bing, I'm going to go to pharmacy school.
Yeah, in sixth grade, I decided.
Oh, you like chemistry?
No, didn't. I don't know why.
Okay.
It's just something that you just decided to do.
Yeah.
In sixth grade.
We did have a field trip in the third grade or fourth grade to Payless drugstore. In those days, field trips were like, we didn't have them like they do now, but.
Right.
Very few, and I think that was the only one I ever went to.
And so, what did they do when you went on that field trip? Did you go through the pharmacy? Did the pharmacist talk to you in his little white lab coat?
That was like 60 years ago. I don't really remember that much, but
it must have had something to do with
it. Yes, it did.
Yeah.
Okay, so then you got into it and came back after college,
after pharmacy school,
after pharmacy
University
school.
Of Pacific in Stockton,
UOP,
and came here.
I worked for Thrifties in those days. It was called Thrifties.
Yes,
now Rite Aid, but I worked 4 years for them, and then. Tried out, opening my own store. Or I bought one in the existing store. Figured if I fell on my face, I'd just go back to work for Thrifties. But as it turned out, I'm still here.
Yeah.
Find it very interesting about how many regulations that you have to go through now.
Oh,
and
boy,
I think that's what our listeners really want to
hear.
Yeah, we've got like about maybe a minute, a little bit left. For this segment, but coming back in the others is the effect, of regulations, but the effect that you think that Obamacare might have because we're seeing all this stuff happen. How do you save money in a pharmacy? Because you see drugs everywhere, all the advertising, but you're the expert.
You're talking about cash customers, right?
Yeah,
Insurance obviously you have copays and things like that.
But just cash customers coming in. We talked about generic brands last time,
mm-hmm.
and you changed my thinking completely about generic brands. I think we need to repeat that one again, or say again, say that one over.
Well, that was back when technology wasn't all that great,
but still,
generics are pretty good.
Pretty good,
right.
Yeah, you can rely on most of them.
Okay, well, that's something we want to talk about too when we come back. The fact is, in a local pharmacy, privately owned, going up against the big guys. We understand
Hard.
We understand what that's like. So that you're doing a community service, and so the things that you do to make your pharmacy stand out a little bit, before other than other pharmacies.
But really, cash price with big chain stores are not the cheapest. Everyone should shop the private pharmacies, too.
Oh, wow.
It's a myth.
Really?
Well, it is. It's a lot of things.
Oh, that's
be surprised.
Cool.
It's like buying things because thinking they're cheap because they're made in China. And they're not. All right, we're going to take a quick break here. Ron Lemon is our guest, and we're going to come back and talk pharmacy impacts on the pharmacies with Obamacare. We're going to talk about the aspects of generic drugs and
DEA.
How you can get a good deal. And the DEA. Well, I'll be right back after these messages. Carl and DeBot, Free Fire Radio.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. President Obama's pick to replace Hillary Clinton as Secretary of State in his next term, Massachusetts Senator John Kerry. Fox News confirms that an announcement's expected at 1:30 Eastern Time. Senator Kerry here addressing the Democrats' National Convention.
Will we protect our country and our allies, advance our interests and our deals, do battle where we must, and make peace where we can?
He was the Democrats' presidential nominee in 2004, currently chairs the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. The National Rifle Association is responding to the elementary school shooting in Connecticut a week ago today.
Rather than face her own moral failings,
The media demonized lawful gun owners.
NRA Chairman Wayne LaPierre blames the media for promoting violent culture, and he's calling for armed officers in every single school. Fox News. We report, you decide.
MTC Door, the North State's premier door and finish company, wants you to know you don't have to put up with that worn-out leaky front door or that sticky bedroom door with a hole in it. An old exterior door can be unsightly, and it can cost you money in lost heating and cooling. MTC Door can have your old door out and that new one in the same day. Add new hardware, and you've increased your security and your savings. A simple investment that makes your home more attractive, secure, and energy efficient. MTC Door and Finish, 223-0200. Helping you and your home, one door at a time.
How do your legs make you feel? Would you like to feel comfortable in your own skin again? Don't let varicose veins get in the way of your confidence. Reclaiming the spring in your step is easy with the minimally invasive treatments at MD Imaging. Experience the new non-surgical solutions performed by our board-certified vein specialists in a relaxing environment. MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies, and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations, so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialists to find out about your options. Feel comfortable and confident in your own skin again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945 for the North State's only comprehensive vein center. Request MD Imaging.
When I think holiday season, I think big. Big gatherings, big gifts, and big decorations. Wouldn't it be nice, though, if this season big meant win big? At North Valley Bank, it can. Beginning November 19th, each time you use your North Valley Bank debit card for purchases, you're automatically entered into a drawing to win great prizes. On December 4th, five winners will receive $100 cash. On December 18th, five more will get $250 cash. And on January 15th, five lucky winners will receive a 37-inch LCD HD TV. The more you use your card, the more chances you have to win. Don't already have a North Valley Bank debit card? No problem. It's easy to order. Just stop in or call any branch location. Start shopping and you might win big this holiday season with North Valley Bank. Member FDIC. No purchase or account required. See official contest rules on our website for more details. Campaign ends January 14th, 2013.
Hey, Rick, what are you doing?
Howdy, neighbor. Blowing my leaves into the storm drain.
Well, that's the wrong way to get rid of them.
All the neighbors do it. No one's going to care.
Well, no one except for the person that has to unclog the storm drain.
Oh.
Dumping or blowing your leaves in the street will plug our storm drains and can cause flooding when it rains.
How'd you get so smart?
It's true. Leaves and debris plug the storm drains. Pick them up and put them in the green waste bin. This is a public service announcement from Reading Public Works.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to KCNR 1460, currently 33 degrees in the downtown studios. It's snowing outside. Looks like we're going to have temperatures around 40 degrees today. And tonight we're going to have 37.
This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop on Athens Avenue. Take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for seniors and veterans. Man's last stronghold. And I just want to say Merry Christmas to the DC Tim and Logan down there at Cypress Square Barbershop on Athens Avenue.
All right. It's Friday. And
it's,
you know,
Apocalypse
what? It's a
Day.
Few days. No, it's not, I will never name it that.
Well, no, but it's supposed
no.
to be.
No.
How can those Mayans, who, by the way, are just disappeared, be wrong?
Anyway, so welcome back to KCNR 1460.
Mistaken?
No. Well, their little rock calendar, they ran out of room on it.
Yeah, they ran out of room on it.
Somebody said it was anyway that they added wrong. It was 4 years ago.
It could hopefully, you know, if for those who want to think in the positive realm, is that it's a new beginning. It's
right.
The ending
exactly.
of the ending, and it's a new beginning. So let's
think of all the people that made money off this, too.
Speaking of new beginnings, we're really happy to have Ron Lim with us this morning.
Thank you.
Lim's Pharmacy. You've been in business how long?
Since 1976, so 36.
Wow. Yeah, 76 was a
owned.
Good year.
Yeah. Privately owned.
Yes.
So you are the man behind the counter that I mean, I'm sure many of the questions coming in from the chat pack and so on and so forth is, what have you noticed in just the last 5 years as far as restrictions with prescriptions? Hello.
Well, one of the biggest things right now going on is the DEA and pain pills, narcotics,
right,
are being controlled and allotted. We have allotments now, and so recently we've, by the end of our 30 days allotment, we're running out, and it's happening in most stores. And so, you know, some people are going out without their pain meds for a few days.
So if they come in at the last week of a month for pain meds, mm-hmm. they're just going to say, you know, I'm sorry, we don't
it's
have
a good
any.
Chance that they'll, yeah. they won't have
And they're not going to, and so.
Yeah, we just ran into this a few days ago.
So in other words, you can't, as a pharmacist, you can't say, gee, I need a 3-month supply of this particular medication because the government now is giving you restrictions.
Well, it's actually a trickle-down effect. They okay. actually, the manufacturers can only make so many per year.
Okay.
So they have to divvy it out to the distributors.
Is that to keep people from abusing these drugs?
And, yeah.
Because the CDC says the biggest drug problem right now is abuse of prescription drugs.
Exactly.
So they're going to keep it at that level. So if that trickles down to you.
Well, that goes to the distributor. They can only get so much. And then they have to divvy it out ultimately to the pharmacies. And so we all have allotments based on our volume, only a certain percentage of our volume.
So, in other words, then does this arrive every day or?
Yeah, we get daily.
Is this by wheels, obviously, some mm-hmm. kind of, you know, UPS or something right. comes through?
From a special truck.
From a special truck.
Sacramento.
So if we had an emergency here, if the bridges went down, there's an earthquake, there could be a week or 10
Not
days, we
get
don't
get meds.
Anything.
That's possible.
Wow.
There are some emergency procedures in place.
Curious about that.
The county has.
When we're discussing this, the first thing that came to my mind is, you know, our population is growing. There are people who are turning of a certain age or whatever, and they have to be on, they've been prescribed a medication. If there's allotment we're only going to let this many go. Well, what happens if there's 15 people, let's say, just in Shasta County that have 15 different doctors that have prescribed this kind of medication, then what?
Don't know. They have to go without, or maybe get something in the way of a mild, non-controlled pain med for the few days that they're out.
Well, now that leads me to something else, too, is you see a lot of over-the-counter stuff that used to be prescription.
Right. All the time.
I see that all the time. It's changing like that. Is it just mainly the strength, or they're just saying is that this is doesn't need to be a controlled substance?
It's both. Usually the over-the-counter is the lesser strength, but there are some that are full strength. So it depends on the safety of them.
Could you please share with us before we take this particular break? Again, our guest is Ron Lim, and we know Lim's Pharmacy. He is the expert on being a pharmaceutical expert. What is the different? What is deemed this is controlled?
Well, they're actually what we call controlled schedules 2, 3, 4, and 5 and 1. 1 being like heroin and opium being a research kind of a.
You don't see that coming down the
pharmacy
zone.
No.
Okay.
But schedule 2 would be your really most potent. Narcotics or non-narcotics, like for ADHD drugs, like a methylphenidates, Ritalins. But those are Schedule 2s. And so Schedule 2 is the most highly abused, and then on down the line, 3 is less abused.
What's OxyContin or...
It's a 2.
Okay, what about codeine?
Codeine can be in many different
right.
forms, but like Vicodin, Norco,
yeah.
that's your... average one you see, that's a 3.
Okay.
So that's not as tightly controlled.
So these are all based on the abuse.
Abuse potential.
That's what I was going to say. It's abuse potential.
That puts them in different categories.
Okay, so then your bookkeeping procedures, are they all the same?
Or
they
have, no, Schedule 2s are kept separate.
All right, well, we're going to get the location of your pharmacy again and all the good stuff when we come back. Let's hammer down where you are and what makes you different than the big box pharmacy company.
We can start with 76 where I used to be.
Oh.
We'll be right back. Carl Lindebot, Ron Lim is our guest. December the 21st. We're still going strong here.
It's snowing.
8:41 in the morning. It's snowing. Give us a call. My computer has just decided to stop. So if you have a question, just give us a call at 530-605-4567. We'll be right back.
You've heard me say this quite often. As dealers, we all pay the same for these vehicles. The difference is what we sell them for. There's a reason I keep telling you this. It's because it's true. Because as dealers, we do all pay the same price for these vehicles. So come to Crown Motors, and you'll understand why I say the difference is what we sell them for. Come see us or visit us online at crownmotorsreading.com.
Hello, Americans. You know what the news is. Now you're going to know the rest of the story. This is Paul Murphy for Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. To reduce energy costs, Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning will show you a new high-efficiency system that can save you money. Call Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning for a free estimate at 221-2642 or visit us online at homecomfort.org. And that's the rest of the story. Good day.
The machine you ride tells everyone who you are. Ready to make a statement? The change? Then take the time to visit Redding Harley-Davidson right off I-5 at 1268 Twin View Boulevard. Take a test drive that can change your life forever. Redding Harley-Davidson has been serving the North State since 1977 and carries a full range of Harley-Davidson accessories, service items, and collectibles, and has everything the new or experienced biker needs. Financing your new lifestyle is also available as low as 3.99% OAC. Redding Harley-Davidson also has a full-service facility and professional, experienced, and friendly technicians ready to help you. Find out what's over the hill around the next corner while riding a Harley today. Living the dream is only a short ride away. That's 1268 Twin View off of I-5, or visit their website at readingharleydavidson.com. They're open Tuesday through Saturday from 9 o'clock till 5:30. Tired of drifting through life? Then visit Redding Harley-Davidson and experience the ride. Live the dream.
Signs, signs, signs. That's right, Wonderland Signs has your signs. Big signs, we do them. Vehicle wraps, we do them. If it's a sign, we do them. Vinyl, paint, 3D murals, big, little, inside, outside, every sign you could want.
Sorry, Bob, could we sign a monster truck, Reed? Could you do that again?
Wonderland Sign is celebrating 25 years in the North State with amazing attention to detail and quality service. When you need sign work, Wonderland Signs is the one. Featuring the highest quality materials, longest warranties in the area, all at competitive prices. Wonderland Signs quality can't and won't be beat. From vinyl architectural to banners to magnetics, from 3D to vehicle wraps to sandblasted to murals. If it's a visual message you want to send, we can deliver. Plus, being that we are fully licensed, bonded, and insured contractors, we can install them that other sign shops can't. We even offer finance for many sign types. Right now, save 50% off any banner. Check us out online at WonderlandSigns.com or come by the shop on South Market and meet the Wonderland Signs staff.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Because there's a party at the end of the world.
Yeah!
And it's happening right here on KCNR 1460. Won't you sing along?
All right. Welcome back to Carl and Bot on Free Fire Radio. Our guest, Ron Lim. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers, serving Shasta County's seniors and families since 2004. Their caregivers providing assistance, including transport, light housekeeping, cooking, laundry, medication reminders, and personal care. All of the people that work there are background checked, drug and OMV screened, bonded, and insured. Give Sharon a call to schedule a complimentary in-home assessment at 530-226-8350. That's 530-226-8350 to see just how they can assist you and your loved ones. Okay, our guest, Ron Lim, and we're talking about how different schedules of pharmaceuticals, also that, and this is something I didn't know, that they're doled out like that, and that, you, I mean, literally, well,
we're
pharmacies.
We're talking the Narcotics.
The narcotics.
Not your blood
schedule
pressure.
Schedule 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5.
The narcotics.
I just learned the levels.
The schedule kind can, and if you people that do have pain problems, they can run out at the end of the month. I just kind of thought you just had a little reserve stuff there that you could just get as many as you wanted. Obviously
no.
What's really great about having a pharmacist that you have a personal relationship with, because if something like that happens, they can call you and say, I am in. Now, is a possibility legally, can you do this, where let's say somebody has a prescription and they sometimes people can lose things or drop things or whatever, and they like need 4 days. Can you front them 4 days?
Depends on the medication. Depends on the pharmacist has a judge. You know, he can advance or give some to get by, depending on the situation.
Okay. Now, where are you located? Tell us about your store.
I'm actually inside the Shasta Community Health Center at the corner of Continental and Placer.
Mm-hmm.
I've been there for the last 12 years.
And what are your hours?
Actually, we have the longest hours of any independent pharmacy in Reading, 9 to 7:30 at night, so extended, and 9 to 1 on Saturdays.
Okay.
So we're the only independent pharmacy with those hours.
Fabulous.
People, you know, you see everywhere you go to the generic drugs on the shelves. And we talked about that before. And the generics, which are touted to be just as good as the real, you know, as the
which they are for the most part these days.
Which they are for the most part, but sometimes they're not. And you said, you gave me the example how one of the aspirins
back in the 60s,
it's because it's not the fact that the medicine itself isn't there. It's the
how it gets to, if it dissolves, is absorbed, gets to where it's supposed to go.
Yeah,
and that's where we are now. Where, you know, most all of them are. They work that way. But there are some that they tried and they're too iffy, and they're important drugs like seizure drugs and things. So they don't make generics for some of these things.
Okay.
They tried, and then they said, oop, that's not working.
Well, years ago, and this is what we talked about, was aspirin. And you threw one into a beaker of stomach acid and came back, what?
24 hours later.
24 hours later, it still hadn't dissolved.
No.
Because the binders holding it together just said, we're not letting go.
It was
right
still
now.
Tumbling.
What have you been noticing, Ron, again, our guest, if you're just tuning in, is Ron Lim from the Lim's Pharmacy. What have you noticed or seeing a trend that's closing up 12, perhaps happening in 13, that we need to pay attention to?
Well, you know, the biggest thing you're going to really see differences in the Medicare Part D plans. They're changing. Well, they're changing every year, but they're also changing monthly as far as what they cover, their formularies. So when you choose a Part D plan, you have to make sure that your prescriptions, for the most part, are covered by that plan. And so, but there are people that can advise you, help you find the right plan for you. And coming in the next, well, see, the enrollment period is almost over now, but, you know, every year, like I said, that these plans are changing. Some are dropping out, going out of business, and some have merged. We've had some huge mergers between a couple of large insurance companies that the FTC has allowed, but they've taken over 90% of.
Now, who are these?
Medco Express Scripts was one. And CVS and Caremark, and they're dominating probably a good 90% of the insurance companies.
So that,
and making you go to mail order, the pharmacies that they own.
Wow.
Because I just got something from the government.
Yeah.
Concerning TRICARE,
mm-hmm.
And they want to push.
They mail want order.
Mail order, and for Alinda.
Yeah.
Yes.
And
three months or whatever it is, a 3-month supply.
And we are not allowed to give you 3 month supply at that same amount. You can only get a month's worth from us, and you have to pay 3 copays, you know, for 3 months.
Yeah.
Versus mail order, though, you can have 90 days for 1 copay. So,
Well, you know, big. You know what?
Not very
they want it. No, they want it all.
They want it all.
And this is one of the reasons that we're really happy that, you know, besides that you're with us here on the station is talking to local businesses that, you know, the service is better, you know, you're going to work with people, your hours are longer, and, you know, you got to go that extra mile because we're going against all of us. We're going against corporations and corporate radio, corporate pharmacies, you know, the whole thing. And so we need to support each other. We
right.
need to go, to help each other
right.
out there.
And, you know, we survive because we give excellent customer service.
Well, that's it. That's what you
have. And we
care
about
yeah.
our patients. We don't just, you know, count your pills and here you go.
That's right. Okay, we're going to take a quick break before we get to our last segment. Our guest, Ron Lim, Lim's Pharmacy, but also a you know, a citizen of our community since 1933, his family has been. And that has really been that's been one of the most interesting parts, getting to know Ron, is your family history here, but also your passion for what you do. It's obvious, it comes across here, is that you're there to help people.
I love going to work every day, still.
There you go.
I
we'll be right back.
I love it.
Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460.
Who can help you through the legal challenges of a divorce? Help you avoid mistakes and navigate this difficult process during an emotional time in your life.
I'm Pat Beasley. I'm committed to resolution-oriented family law. I'm here to listen and guide you successfully through the divorce process.
I'm Andreas Mitri. The law offices of Beasley and Mitri offers you the confident guidance of an experienced attorney to keep you from making mistakes. When it comes to issues like child custody, child support, visitation, and division of property, you'll have to live with the outcome for years. So make sure it's done right.
The law office of Beasley and Mitri is ready to help with competent, efficient representation. Call today for a preliminary consultation at 229-0392. That's 229-0392.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
My son's car was painted at Maaco in Redding. He liked the work, but I liked the price.
I took my two-year-old Chevy to Maaco in Redding. You can't even tell I was in an accident.
Maaco does collision repair?
Sure, they do everything a body shop does and everything they won't do. And the work is great.
No wonder customer satisfaction is so high. Choose Maaco in Redding for paint.
And collision.
Maaco in Redding has been family-owned and operated for over 15 years. For a limited time, Maaco's most economical paint service, the Ambassador, is just $299. That's right, $299. Come in today. You don't want to miss this special. Maaco is located at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Call 226-0992. Whatever your uh-oh, better get Maaco. Call 226-0992. That's Maaco in Redding, 226-0992. Fret Body Work and Large Vehicles Estimate.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Well, I walk back down.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460. Carl Lindebaugh. This portion of the show brought to you by Redding Harley Davidson. It's not too late. You can get a Harley into your parking spot under the tree still. Head on down to 1268 Twin View Boulevard,
or
give them a call.
At least a keys.
A keys. Put the keys in there, 530-241-7117. There's still time. How about
a tire?
Well, no, you can give them, you can get little Christmas ornaments. You can get jackets. You can get it all for Redding Harley Davidson. Just remember, if you're going to experience the ride, live the dream, you need to see Redding Harley Davidson.
We want to do a shout out for all those troops that are coming home for the holiday season. Many of them are stuck at the airport. We know that we're having, you know, weather conditions across the country that are, you know,
terrible,
pretty rough right now. Be careful if you're tuning in right now. We do have snow today, and it will be down to 500 feet up until 1 o'clock. There is a winter weather warning. It looks like we're going to have temperatures, according to the forecast, up to about 40 degrees today. Lows tonight, 37. That could be changing as well. So after 1 o'clock, the snow will be going to 1,000 feet. But you know, we'll take the weather. We love it. Well, Our special guest today is. Is Ron Lim,
who's on his own computer here trying
doing?
To figure it out. You know, somebody
like me with my eyes.
Our Jaywalk and Bob. Jaywalk and Bob has just pulled up the Mayan calendar, and today's forecast is 1,250 degrees Fahrenheit with a low of 1,437. So I don't. That must not be around here. Okay, now we're looking at
the electrolyte. Oh. You know, Ron was talking about that.
Ultralight.
Sorry, where did I get electrolyte?
Who knows?
Is electrolyte a plane too?
No, that's something you drink.
Yeah,
which it might cause the
or
reason
vacuum cleaner too.
Yeah, this may cause the confusion
it
there.
It has if three you... syllables. Three syllables on Friday. It's a big word. I know that.
That's scary.
Okay. All right. So you've got an ultralight out there.
Yes, I do.
Well, that's right. You like to land on Eureka Way just need more attention, Ron?
Yes. Well, advertising.
Absolutely. You put it on the back of it. Well, what's this man landing on? What happened?
Engine seized up. Not gas.
Not gas.
No.
Just engine. Now, you've got a good glide ratio.
Not on those.
No?
They're like a rock.
But they're easy to maneuver, though. And you can land it pretty quick at slow speeds.
Okay, cold remedy. Pharmacist.
Uh-oh. Quickie. Emergency.
Yeah.
See.
Emergency for Carl.
Okay, I just
got my
nose. No, emergency. Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Definitely the little packet. Mm-hmm. How many a day? Two,
no,
three?
I'm not sure about that one.
Okay, I would think that I try
several times a day, I would think.
Yeah, lots of water.
I just had some.
Yeah. No, it's absolutely. And I, you know, in fact, our gal Diane, her husband, I said, go get emergency right now. Well, what's that? I said, it's the packet of vitamin C. So that's one of the help you washing your fingers, getting these little. Because you know what? When you're shopping, people are touching their nose and they're.
Well,
juices,
the stores have sanitizers.
You don't want to be touching.
Now.
Yeah, they should.
Yeah.
You should carry one of those little
we don't have
bottles.
One in the front studio
those
here.
Little bottles of hand sanitizers.
We'll spit on your hands for you.
Okay.
Tell us again about electrolytes, three syllables. Hey, Ron, thanks a lot for coming on today.
Yes.
All right, one more time. Location, times, you're the man.
Long
shop
hours,
local, stay local.
And you want to stay with one pharmacist if possible.
And you love your work.
I love it.
And, you're,
and you sing karaoke,
yes,
so
and I want to come back.
Aren't you,
yeah,
aren't you the karaoke king? Karaoke king.
Favorite Christmas song.
Be, yes. He said it.
Grandma
already.
Ran
over by the
okay,
reindeer.
Okay, so how's that go?
Grandma ran over by the reindeer.
What's the second line?
I forget.
Okay, on Monday we have Rob Burrows coming in. We're going to be talking to some more on. The gun control issues and things that are coming up, but also safety in our schools. We had it on that panel the other day. We talked about, you know, people need to get over this. Oh, you know, we need to ban this, ban that. What we need to do is focus on securing our kids. And we can do that easily if we just, two or three things happen, if the community gets together on this. We'd like to talk about that on Monday, too. Along with Rob Burrows, we'll be talking about the Northern California Veterans Heritage Museum. That we want to talk about and where they're going with that. And then, of course, we got Christmas next week. So, Ron, Merry Christmas.
And
Merry
thanks for
Christmas.
Being with us.
Thank you for having
and
me.
We're going to have, of course, we're going to have the Shasta startup right behind us and then the Bold Truth. So stand by. Get ready. We'll be right back.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional. Treating people well.
News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady.
How do we protect our children right now?
The head of the NRA making his first public remarks since the mass shooting a week ago in Connecticut. A news conference interrupted by protesters more than once. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern live in Washington.
The only thing that stops a bad guy with a gun
is a
good guy with a gun.
NRA Chief Wayne LaPierre making the organization's first official response to the Connecticut Elementary School massacre.
Can't we afford to put a police officer in every single school?
In addition to armed guards in schools, the NRA also calling on a national database of the mentally ill and an effort to curb violent movies and video games. The announcement was interrupted twice by protesters, one holding a banner reading, "The NRA killing our kids." Lisa.
Jared, exactly 1 week since 20 children and 6 staff members were killed at Sandy Hook Elementary. Church bells on a rainy morning in Newtown and at other churches.